Well, if you have young kids or maybe grandkids, have you ever just sat there and watched them? You can almost see their minds work. They are so incredibly creative, and whether that's drawing or singing or writing or playing music, maybe doing all of the above, there are, for parents and grandparents, unlimited benefits to nurturing your child's creativity. And joining us this morning is children's book illustrator Julie Olson, and to talk about nurturing that creativity and helping them develop cognitively over time. First of all, Julie, thanks very much for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Explain why this is. I mean, you know, children are naturally curious and naturally have this this imagination. But you talk about the fact that this creativity and expressing oneself through whatever means of art, why that's so important for young children.
Yes, I believe that harnessing art and the creativity that comes with it helps children express their emotions. It helps them become a more well-rounded person. It also helps with motor skill and language development, decision-making, and visual learning, all of which can branch into whatever they become in life.
And, of course, at that age, at young ages, it may be one of the only ways that they can really express their emotions, because they're not developed enough to understand how to emote them, you know, the way adults do. But, again, as they mature, it gives them that outlet for, you know, whatever that they're feeling or whatever their creative juices are. I mean, this is something that, as you said, grows with a child as they develop.
It really does. And it's one of those things that becomes, I wouldn't say almost therapeutic. It does become therapeutic to
yeah.
find some sort of creative, expressive outlet to deal with feelings and emotions of life.
And so, obviously, as parents, as grandparents, we can help nurture our children's or our grandchildren's creative side.
Yeah, and some people say, well, I don't draw. I can only do stick figures. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
However, drawing isn't the only way to create art.
Mm-hmm.
And to appreciate art. You don't have to be able to visually create it to appreciate it. And so I think nurturing that appreciation first and then trying to express it is important. So what they can do is things like visit museums as a family. Even public office buildings often have art if your local town doesn't have a museum. You can look at those pictures, have your kids tell a story of what they think is happening in the picture, or look at it and talk about how it makes them feel. To see that, they can go on from that and display good art in their own homes, check out good picture books and read them together, and essentially provide the materials like paint and paper and the space that they need to create instead of drawing on the walls like I did when I was really little.
Although, you know, there is a certain expression of an artistic side involved in that. But, yeah, it's probably not something that we
parents probably don't want that, yeah.
But, you know, and again, and you mentioned it earlier, obviously you are a prime example of that, how, you know, that creativity, if it's nurtured and encouraged, you know, who knows what it can turn into, in your case, even a career.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate to have had parents, even though they weren't, professional artists,
mm-hmm.
a doctor and an educator, were able to, you know, really see my interests, even though they had 9 kids total. They were able to very adeptly help each of their children become what they wanted to be.
Yeah. And so much of our kids especially, lives are centered around technology and computers, and we think of all of these things that they're going to have to know about moving forward in their lives. We are so technology-centric today, and will be even more so a decade or two from now when our kids get older. But you also talk about the importance of making this about more than just, you know, digital creativity. That's great, but, you know, more hands-on, tangible kind of things.
Yeah, and honestly, I do use the computer to help create some of my illustrations, so mm-hmm. I do not mock technology at all. I love it. However, we need to, you know, experience some everyday art when you're walking to the park or taking a hike, commenting on the colors and the shapes you see in nature, encouraging art time outside the classroom, not leaving it to the schools to try and teach art, which, you know, is getting less and less as
Absolutely.
The time goes on.
Absolutely.
And I think as a parent, when we really want to see what our children can become or help them discover what they can become, we dream about what they can become. And that's what Playtex in the promotion that I'm helping with
yeah.
is they're trying to capture those hopes and dreams through the Beginnings Imagine program.
Yeah, I thought this was really, really fascinating. And so I want to talk about this because there is a scholarship, a grand prize, a $5,000 scholarship involved in this contest. Tell us about this.
So as I said, when you're a parent, you want your kid to be the best they can be. Even if you didn't get to do what you really wanted to do, you want your child to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to capture their dreams and help them get there. And that $5,000 scholarship will certainly help them on
Absolutely.
Their way. And all they have to do to enter is to visit imagined.playtexbaby.com. And they answer a few short questions about their child and submit an image. And with that image, they have a chance to win from me a custom portrait illustration of their child with a little story about imagining what they can become. And those illustration winners will then be entered for that grand prize of $5,000 scholarship.
Very, very cool. It is the Playtex Baby Beginnings Imagined contest, and we will... Now, where do folks find that, first of all? Online you can enter?
Yes, imagined.playtexbaby.com.
Okay. We will link that up at our website so that folks can check that out online. And also, I can't let you go without mentioning this. You have a new children's book out yourself, correct?
Yeah, it just came out last month. And it's called Discover America, From Sea to Shining Sea. And it actually is set to the words of America the Beautiful, which many know and love. But it follows that little red balloon across the country from the West Coast to the East Coast, through the eyes of the children of America. So I'm excited to be illustrating all sorts of kids across America with this Playtex baby thing, and then
mm-hmm.
they also can go to the book and find out more about other children in America and about the United States as well.
Yeah,
They just go to discoveramericabook.com to then launch their own virtual balloon and find out a lot more.
That is very cool, and what a great book to pick up just as we come up on the 4th of July and all of that is great stuff. We will link all that up at our webpage, as we mentioned, so folks can check that out online and learn more about the contest. And really, again, let's make it a point this summer to nurture our kids' creative side. Children's book illustrator Julie Olson with us this morning. Julie, thanks very much for taking the time, and certainly continued success.
Thanks for having me.